The Diocese of Rumbek has been host this week to a workshop on Catholic social teaching in the light of the post-synodal exhortation Africae Munus, which followed the 2009 synod meeting of Africa's bishops. One of those participating in the three-day gathering is the Director of Pastoral Services Solidarity with South Sudan, Sister Catherine Arata. Sister Arata says the proper place of the Church is in the forefront of efforts to end every form of injustice, and that teaching people the principles of Catholic social teaching is one of the best ways to realize the goal of building a better society.
The Church always has to be the voice of the people. Where there is injustice, the Church has to speak out against that injustice. Where there is unfairness, or when things in society are not right, where there's corruption in government, the Church needs to be that voice to make the world a better place where all of us will enjoy our rights. The first way to achieve it is to make the principles of Catholic social teaching known. The social teaching of the Church is meant for everyone, and it also has a message for government. We need to work first on reconciliation and becoming one family again. It's hard to forgive, especially to forgive those who perhaps were responsible for killing members of my family or my friends or burning of a village. But I think God is willing to initiate that movement in our hearts that calls us to be reconciled with one another. Because we are disciples of Jesus, who was the great healer, the Church is always calling us to be reconciled with one another. But certainly reconciliation is the foundation on which these principles are built and on which we can build a nation.